Romans chapter 5. Hallelujah. I've just put a cough drop in my mouth so I'll keep my voice. So if that hits anybody on the front row, I apologize. Romans chapter 5. Actually, let's back up to verse 24 of Romans 4. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who is delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And just a side note there, I studied this out in the Greek, and actually the way this, the comma in the King James is better placed after justified. Therefore, being justified, comma, by faith we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So I want to look at verse 2, by whom we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So faith gives us access into the grace of God. And then when you are standing in the grace of God, the word says we rejoice in hope. That word hope is certain expectation of the glory of God. So by faith you have access into the grace of God. I want to make a point here that there's nothing that can stop you from stepping into the grace of God. And just because you're saved and you've stepped into the grace of God to a degree, you've stepped into the grace of God for salvation, but God has grace for you for financial prosperity. God has grace for you to walk in divine health. God has grace for you to walk in favor. God has great grace for your family to be blessed. So by faith, the same way that you got saved, the same way that you said, I believe in Jesus Christ, that he has died on the cross for me, and you confessed with your mouth and believed in your heart to salvation, the same way that you did that and you got saved, what you did is you, by faith, stepped into the grace of God. So the same way that you got saved, that same exercise of believing in your heart and then confessing with your mouth, that is the action of faith, is believing and confessing. You can step into the grace of God for prosperity, divine health, and any and all of the blessings of God that are here in the Word of God. So there is nothing that can stop you from stepping into the grace of God. I remember one day I was mowing the yard and fighting asthma, and I just was discouraged, and I'm like, I'm believing God and I'm doing everything that I can, and it's not working. I can't get to healing. I was like, I just can't get to healing. And then I was meditating on this verse while I'm pushing the lawnmower. And we actually have a self-propelled lawnmower, but the self-propelled broke. So now it's a push Honda. It's a good Honda, but it's a push mower. And I'm like, I get no physical exercise anymore except for running up and down stairs and things like that while I'm working. So I decided I'm just going to leave it broken and get some exercise while I'm mowing the yard. Otherwise, I would get no exercise at all. So I'm pushing the lawnmower in our backyard. And I'm just frustrated because I'm like, I can't get to healing. I just can't get there. And then the Holy Ghost showed me we have access by faith into the grace of healing, into the grace of prosperity. We have access by faith into the grace of blessing, into the grace of the anointing of God, of everything that God has. We have access by faith into that grace. And I realize there is nothing that can stop me from stepping into the grace of God for this thing. And I begin to get happy right there. And so the whole rest of the time I'm mowing the yard, I'm like, I rejoice. I have access by faith into the grace of healing wherein I stand. And so I'm mowing the yard. Lord, I rejoice. Wherein I rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So I'm like, I rejoice. Hallelujah. Mowing the yard. I have access by faith into the grace of healing. Hallelujah. Nothing can stop me from standing in the grace of healing in my life. Asthma cannot stop me from standing in the grace of healing in my life. No sickness can stop me from standing in the grace of healing in my life. And then I begin to get happy because I'm like, I'm standing in the grace of healing for my physical body. And that, you know what happens after that? You begin to rejoice because you're like, I'm healed. Praise God. I'm already standing in the grace of healing for my life. And so I'm rejoicing and mowing the yard all at the same time. That's a good rejoice right there. I'm rejoicing and mowing the yard all at the same time. Lord, I rejoice that I stand in the grace of healing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I rejoice, Lord Jesus, that I stand in the grace of healing in my lungs right now. And I begin to walk through into victory and see healing manifest in my life. Hallelujah. You see, nothing can stop you from standing in the grace of God for what you need. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you that again. Nothing can stop you from standing in the grace of God for what you need. You have to do it by faith. It doesn't just automatically happen. You have to make yourself believe. You know what? I'm going to tell you something right now. To believe is a choice. People can believe any kind of crazy thing that they want to. And you go witnessing and you find that out real quick. People respond with some of the craziest ideas in theology. One guy told me that he had his own doctrine and his own gospel, and he was like, my biggest enemy is the Apostle Paul. And I had to just restrain myself from laughing. Because obviously the Apostle Paul's doctrine and everything is so thorough in the New Testament that he had a hard time dealing with that. Because he had his own gospel and it wasn't Jesus, and the Apostle Paul was tearing up his gospel, you know. You can't get there from here when you're believing that kind of stuff. Hallelujah. We have access by faith into the grace of anything and everything that we need. The grace of God, you may want to write this down. The grace of God is everything that God is and everything that God has made available to you. So you access that by faith. The grace of God is everything that God is and everything that God has made available to you. Hallelujah. And you access that, or in other words, you get into that, you step into that by faith. So you have to believe it. Well, I can't believe that I'm healed right now. You can believe that you're healed. If that guy can believe that the Apostle Paul is his greatest enemy, then you can believe that you're healed. If people can believe whack stuff like that, and Dan could tell stories about that, and if people can believe that kind of thing, you can believe that you were healed when Jesus rose from the dead. If people can believe all that crazy stuff, you can make a faith decision to believe that you are prospered and blessed regardless of whether or not there's a boat underneath you. It may look like you're Jesus walking on the water and you've got big lack. You're God Almighty. If anybody should have faith, it should have been Jesus. He should, you know, if that was us, if we were Jesus right then, we probably would have not walked on the water and we'd have been stuck on the shore saying, I command a boat to appear out of thin air. A boat appear right now in my name. Because if you're Jesus, you can't say in Jesus' name. You got to say in my name. In my name, I command a boat to appear. And the boat doesn't show up. You know, we would have done anything we could have thought of other than walk on the water. But Jesus, you know, and that's really honestly, if you get down to it, that's where we struggle with prosperity a whole lot. We want to believe and speak, but when God wants us to actually walk out on the water before the manifestation comes, that's where we struggle right there. I'm going to tell you right now, a little rabbit trail, if we don't have the faith to step out on the water, then you won't have the faith to reap the harvest. That's why sowing is so important. That's why sowing is so important. Because that's where you release your faith. That's where you step out into the water and onto the water. You have to believe. What that does is it is a forceful action in your life that makes you believe God. All the waffling and flaking back and forth and all this stops when you step out on the water. We're going to Tyler and doing a crusade out there. And we've met with some pastors and had a great reception. But 8 years ago, I went out there. I've got a tent now and all these things. 8 years ago, I went out to Tyler and I had no tent. But I met with these pastors and I'm going and meeting them cold turkey. They didn't know me. And the only thing I really had of credibility was, you know, well, and this is big. I don't mean to minimize it at all. But was working here and serving here in Calvary Cathedral and receiving the anointing of God. And then I had some video of the crusade I did in Mexico in 08 where we had a good-sized crowd. And so I'm showing them the preaching and sharing with them, you know, where I'm from, who my pastor is, and all of this. And I'm like, we're going to do a crusade. I'm going to have a tent. And I showed them a mock-up that I did on Photoshop. You have to do it on Photoshop when you can't take a photo of it because you can't take a photo of it because you don't have it. So I'm meeting with these pastors, and I'm telling these pastors, you know, like 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 of them throughout the city, we're going to do a crusade, and this is where we're going to meet, and we're going to have a tent, and here's the tent. I didn't have a tent. And this is crazy. And it's not like I had $20,000 sitting in the bank either to get a tent. You know, yeah, you see, I've heard of people doing tents, and they're like, we're doing a tent crusade. And I looked online or something, saw it, and it was like a little frame party tent that you can get at Home Depot, or they set up several of them. And that's cool, and it works. But, you know, the tent that I was showing them on Photoshop was not a frame or a party tent. You couldn't go to Home Depot and buy this for $300 or $400. But I had heard from God, and I stepped out on the water. The same faith it took for me to step out on the water was the faith that was required to reap the harvest of that tent. And so God supplied a tent, and I went, and it was a fight of faith to cut to the chase. I ended up getting able to use Mike Barber's tent. He didn't charge me for it. His team came out and helped me set it up, and it was an awesome miracle. Praise God. But the same faith that it took to reap that harvest, it started with stepping out on the water. And when I committed myself in these meetings and telling these pastors that we're going to do a crusade, and here's the tent, and here's what we're doing, and here's this photo, that is a step of faith that commits you. And I'm telling you, buddy, when you take a step like that, all of a sudden you find yourself compelled to believe. It's not to your advantage to sit back and flake out and think, well, you know, maybe I really wasn't hearing from God. It's too late. You're already out there. You know, it's not all bad, because the further you stick your neck out, the more you can bite off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think that's in the Bible somewhere. The further you stick your neck out, the more you can bite off. So sometimes you just got to obey God and do it and step out and watch God do something. Hallelujah. But you can believe anything. And it is time that we understand what the grace of God is. But we start by making a decision that I believe this. If a guy can believe that the Apostle Paul is his greatest enemy, then I can believe what the Bible has to say about it. I believe that Jesus raised from the dead, and he has made everything that he is and everything that he has available to me. And in the name of Jesus, I am not going to settle for lack anymore. I am not going to settle for sickness anymore. I am not going to continue to live with pain in my body anymore. I believe God. And this is where I am standing in the name of Jesus. And having done all to stand, I am going to stand, hallelujah, therefore, having my loins girt about with truth, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. That's exactly what I'm going to be doing. And I am standing right here in the grace of God, and I will not move in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You stand in the grace of God. Why? Because in the grace of God, God has already given you everything that you need. Well, the miracle, the finances that you need, the healing miracle that you need is not out there somewhere in the cosmos. It's not out there with a great emotional high that if you just get this faith emotion going strong enough, you're like, and then this thing just pops out of the realm of the Spirit and manifests in the natural. That's not where your miracle is. It's right there in the grace of God. We got to stand in the grace of God. And I'm telling you, when we do this, the devil is going to do everything that he can to lie to you and get you to move outside of the grace of God. God gives grace to the humble. The devil will come to you and try to get you full of pride. All of a sudden, somebody's going to come along and you're like, oh, I just want to criticize them so bad. And then you criticize them, you get into pride. You know what you just did with that critical spirit? You just stepped out of the grace of God. Well, apologize to that person, get your heart right, get back in the grace of God. Well, the devil will come and tell you that, well, it's really not working anyway. If it was going to work, you'd have already seen the miracle. If it was going to work, you'd have already seen the healing. If it was going to work, you'd have already seen the money. Then you begin to get outside of the grace of God and quit standing and believing God, but just stand right there in God's grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So verse 2, by whom we have access by faith. Faith. You make a quality decision to believe and a quality decision to act on it. I'm going to tell you right now, make sure your action is big enough that you can't go back on your belief. I think I'm going to write that down because I've never said that before. Make sure your action is big enough that you can't go back on your belief. Because that's going to pin you down to the will of God. You want to get fighting. I would say fighting mad, but not necessarily mad, but fighting committed. I mean, if you get that intensity where you're going to fight to the death, take a step of faith big enough that you cannot go back on what you said you believed. It's easy to stand back and say, oh, I believe God, da-da-da, but you hadn't done anything yet. Well, I believe God, you know, that we're going to have this great business, and I believe God that this is going to increase financially, but you're barely tithing. I mean, come on. You're giving 9%. Well, no, honey. You need, you know, if you're believing God for a big financial increase, you need to be giving your tithe without question here in this church.
and nowhere else, and you need to be given above that. You want God for you want financial increase? If you don't have the faith to sow it, you don't have the faith to reap the harvest. Well, I'm struggling in my faith. That's what I'm trying to tell you right now. Take a step of faith that's big enough so that the struggle of believing is over with. You can't afford to waffle on your believing anymore. You are committed. That's one thing that is so golden about the step of faith, is that it commits you in a way that you, it doesn't matter whether you think you miss God or not. It's too late, baby. You better stand and believe God and wield the sword of the Spirit and see a miracle take place and see God's supernatural manifestation take place, because you can't go back. That's a great place to be. Hallelujah. 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 Boy, I'm telling you, I feel such victory here tonight. Hallelujah. I feel victory in the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel victory in Calvary Cathedral. I feel victory in your life. I feel victory in the house tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad we have a pastor that is not backed down off of the fight of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What did Paul say to Timothy in 2 Timothy? I have fought the faith. I have fought a good fight. I just got to read this here. Thank you, Jesus. I haven't followed. I have kept the faith. I haven't followed my notes anyway. So let's just deviate here. If anybody finds it before I do, then help me find it. I have fought a good fight, verse 7, 2 Timothy chapter 4. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give unto me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Hallelujah. But he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. And I believe that's you tonight. Not that you're going to die tomorrow, but in the faith stand and the job that God has given your faith, that you're going to be able to say that I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I have followed my course. I've finished my course. Hallelujah. And henceforth is laid up for me my reward. God wants you to fight a good fight and a fight of faith and not back down off of what he has given you to do. Praise God. I'm telling you, I feel